One of the closest races of this election cycle is taking place in Washington's 1st Congressional District. The seat was once held by Democrat Jay Inslee, who stepped down to run for governor. The boundaries of the 1st District have been radically redrawn. It now stretches from Redmond and Medina in the south all the way to the Canadian border. It's designed to be a swing district, evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. Last week, we profiled candidate John Koster. He's a longtime Snohomish County councilman and self-described conservative Republican. Today, we have more on Democrat Susan DelBene. She's a wealthy former Microsoft executive who's making only her second attempt at elected office. KUOW's Deborah Wong has her story.
On the campaign trail, Susan DelBene tells the story of how her family struggled when she was a kid.
My dad lost his job when I was young, and we moved all over the country as my parents looked for work, and they never really got back into a situation where we were financially stable.
It's a story that she repeats often in conversations, interviews, and debates. Here she is in a bar in Bothell talking to members of the Teamsters Union.
I got to go to college because of student loans and financial aid, and I think everyone wants the chance to have the opportunity.
DelBene is not well known on the political stage. She spent most of her life working in the business world. She started in biotech, earned an MBA from the University of Washington, and in the late 1980s, she went to work for Microsoft.
The only way you thrive in that culture is by being smart and having people respect your ideas.
That's State Representative Ross Hunter, a Democrat. He was at Microsoft at that time as well. Hunter describes the company culture back then as pretty rough and tumble. He says it wasn't unusual for people to shout at each other, but he says DelBene isn't like that.
And Susan's never had that. So she's someone who can get a bunch of people in a room and figure out how to move forward on something and how to make something happen in a more collaborative way.
DelBene left Microsoft in the late 1990s to join a couple of tech startups, first drugstore.com, then Nimble Technology. That was a company spun off from research being done at the University of Washington. DelBene was hired as the CEO. Nimble was not a success. It survived the dot-com bust of 2001, but then was sold at a loss. Robert Nelson is a venture capitalist. His fund, Arch Venture Partners, was an investor in Nimble. He says despite the troubles the company went through, DelBene was a good leader.
I think what she really did is kind of not panic and just in a systematic way try to figure out, okay, what can we do to save the company? In our business, that's the kind of thing that we say, yeah, we would back that person again.
Nelson calls himself a lifelong Republican, but he's a major contributor to DelBene's campaign. After Nimble was sold, DelBene returned to Microsoft as vice president of the mobile division. She spent another 3 years at the company. DelBene says it wasn't until about 2008 that she started to consider running for political office.
Well, a couple people had suggested that I run for office, and originally my first response was, well, you know, I guess.
At the time, DelBene was working for Global Partnerships. That's a nonprofit that provides microloans to poor people in developing countries.
I became more and more interested on what we needed to do right here at home because more and more families were struggling right here in the United States.
Before she decided to enter politics, DelBene had a spotty record as a voter. From 2004 to 2008, she missed 9 separate elections. She calls that a mistake of her past. DelBene's first run for office was against Republican Dave Reichert in the 8th Congressional District. She put more than $2 million of her own money into that race, but lost. In this race, DelBene is also spending heavily. She's contributed more than $2.3 million of her own money so far. During the primary, 2 of her Democratic opponents accused her of trying to buy the race. Now, DelBene's Republican opponent, John Koster, is also making an issue of her money.
Multimillionaire Susan DelBene attacks John Koster to hide her job-killing agenda.
That's a TV ad from Koster's campaign. Koster's website features photographs of DelBene's $5 million waterfront home. DelBene's husband, Kurt DelBene, is president of Microsoft's office division. According to financial disclosure forms, the couple's net worth is in the tens of millions of dollars. SEC records show that Kurt DelBene owns more than 630,000 shares of Microsoft stock. But DelBene and her supporters insist that her personal wealth has not been an issue for voters in this campaign. Heather Weiner is the political director for the Teamsters Union, which has endorsed DelBene.
Every single one of our members, including me, would love to be a millionaire. We would all love to be a millionaire. And congratulations to Susan for working really hard and living that American dream. Great for her.
In terms of her politics, DelBene says she doesn't like labels, although her campaign literature describes her as the progressive choice. She generally supports the policies of the Obama administration, although she differs on issues of financial reform. She wants to see tighter regulation of Wall Street. On the campaign trail, DelBene comes across as earnest and soft-spoken. Even some Democrats complain she's not particularly charismatic. But supporter Ross Hunter says that's not such a bad thing.
She's not a fist pumper. And if all we're going to elect to Congress is fist pumpers, you get people who can only shout at each other, and you get people who aren't as smart. And it's just a bad combination. And that's what we've got. It's terrible in D.C. Let's send someone to D.C. who can put a good idea up on the whiteboard and can convince other people it's a good idea.
Hunter says DelBene's biggest challenge is that she's not as well known as John Koster, who's been in politics in the region for more than two decades. The most recent poll shows DelBene now leading in the race, but only slightly. According to the King 5 Survey USA poll taken this past weekend, DelBene leads Koster 47% to 44%. That's a reversal from the last King 5 poll in September, which showed Koster leading DelBene. But both results are within the poll's margin of error, so it's likely to be a very close race. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.